We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Bill Michaels Show, we are back. We are glad you're on board. Thanks so much, as always, for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. Let's get to buy or sell, shall we?
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play buy or sell. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Buy or sell, we've got the Thursday edition right here, right now. Radio Johnson Zola across the way. What we got going on?
All right, we got a couple with the Bucks to start. Buy or sell, Giannis, at some point this season, puts up at least 50 points, 20 rebounds, and 10 dimes all in a game.
In one game? No, I'm going to sell on that. 50 points and, say, 13 to 15 rebounds? Yeah, I can do that. But he puts up a 50 and 20 night. That's just take the tablets off the top of the mountain and smash them all over the place. That's cray-cray. But I would not doubt if he puts up a 50 spot and 13 to 15 boards in an evening, and whatever the dimes happen to be after that, that'll all just kind of fall into place. But nevertheless, I'll sell on that, but I still think he's got a 50-point night in him because he's just got that kind of... Here's the other question. If he puts up a 50-point night in a close game, that's one thing. But let's say he's got 35 in the third quarter of a blowout. You know, say 5 minutes into a third quarter. Do they even play him anymore? You know what I mean? Because it's going to be about load management now. Trying to get Giannis out of games and trying to give him as much time to rest and recuperate as he can. So the 50-point, while he's got it in him, and he could certainly do it, my question then becomes, will they let him do it if it's in a blowout situation? Because I don't know if they do.
Well, let the record show that Giannis does not like to get pulled from games.
Yes.
Or does not like to be rest. He wants to play every game.
He wants to play,
game.
But I think they, I mean, last year they did rest him a couple of times. So that would be my next question, because Budenholzer, as much as Giannis wants to play, the responsibility is to keep him fresh for the postseason because you want to go deeper. And that would be my explanation to Giannis, saying, hey, I know you want to play. I know you want to work on stuff. I get it. I applaud it. But We got to do as many minutes that you don't play as many minutes you'll be fresh in the postseason that you do play. So that's something to take into consideration. So I think he's got a 50 spot in him. I just don't know if he's going to be able to do it all.
Buy or sell.
Okay, it's quite obvious the Bucks do not have another Chris Middleton clone on their team right now that's just going to come in and make up for all the production since he's going to be out the next 3 to 4 weeks. But buy or sell, if there's anyone on this team that needs to make up for that lost production as close as he can, it's Eric Bledsoe.
I'm buying it. As best he can, yes. Now, is he going to, you know, give you what he gives you plus more? How much more? Is he going to give you 5 more points on average a night? 10 more on average a night? You know, I mean, that's the big question. But Bledsoe, I want to see Bledsoe, and this is going to make a lot of sense to many of you who follow Bucks basketball, but I want to see Bledsoe have a solid season. But to me, I want to see Bledsoe have a solid season into the postseason. Because really, for Bledsoe, no talk really begins until you get to the postseason. And then the question becomes, can he do it in the postseason? Because that's where everything begins. If he fades again in the postseason, then you go, you know, that it's great that he'll help you get there. And we always say, hey, you're one of the guys that got us there. But if you can't help us once we get there, what good are you? You're going to have to start looking for upgrades. So Bledsoe's a guy that I believe he can give you 3 to 5 to 7 more points a game. Yeah, he could probably do that. But to give you that in the postseason is where I'm most emphatic when it comes to Bledsoe. Everything else, and I heard, listen, I was listening to the broadcast the other night. You're going to get it from everywhere. DiVincenzo's going to get more. Brown's going to get more. Just wherever it happens, Kyle Korver's going to get more. They're going to play Giannis at a small. They're going to bring in different guys in the bigs. You'll get it from all over. And they'll make it up, and they're going to win ball games. But to me, with Bledsoe, it's all about the postseason for him.
Buy or sell?
Bucks back in action tonight, by the way, against the Chicago Bulls at Fiserv Forum. All right, let's go over to the Brewers. You know, John Heyman had the most non-breaking news the other day where he said that, yep, the Brewers want to re-sign Moose and Grandal. And, I mean, that's we all knew they wanted to do that. So buy or sell, it's more likely that the Brewers re-sign both Moose and Grandal rather than sign a top-tier starting pitcher. When I mean top-tier, I mean Steven Strasburg, Gerrit Cole, those kind of guys.
Ugh. It's a great question. I don't think you can get by without Grandal and not having anybody else in the system. So Grandal you have to sign. Because of the you don't have anything behind him. You have to sign Grandal. If you are going to sign a top-notch pitcher like a Cole or Strasburg or anybody like that of name, then unfortunately, you're going to end up having one of those two guys go by the wayside. It's probably going to be Moose. But you know, if you're going to play with the big boys, maybe you figure out a way, some way, shape, or form to get them all. I don't know. This is so incredibly interesting to me when it comes to what David Stearns is going to do and what Mark Antanasio has given him to work with. If I'm David Stearns, I'm probably sitting down with my wish list right now and going to Mark Antanasio and saying, you want a championship? I think we can really have a legitimate shot at getting there with this. Just giving us a little extra to get us over the top. What are your thoughts? And then Mark is going to sit back, rub his chin, and he's either going to say, yeah, let's go for it, money be damned, or he's going to say, nope, we got to stay within the confines of the budget because we're small market Milwaukee, and we're only going to try and be the little engine that could, hopefully. So they're going to sign one or the other and then get a big name, or they're going to sign both of them and try to spread money out over three number threes and see what they can do with that. But that's the reality. Now, my wish list is that Mark Antanasio says, you know what, let's just go for it this year. What do you need? I'll give it to you. Let's go off and running and make Milwaukee great again. There you have it.
So you're buying that?
I'm buying it that they cannot re-sign both if they go after a big-name pitcher.
No, I'm asking re-signing both Moose and Grandal or signing a top-tier pitcher and not bringing back
Moose. Oh, it's more
Moose
likely they're going to sign Moose and Grandal.
Okay.
I agree with that. I'm buying that.
Okay.
But my scenario would be Mark Antanasio would rub his chin and say, you know, money be damned, let's just do this. You know, you got Ryan Braun coming off the books in a year. Just do it. You know, let's just...
But didn't Mark do that in the past? He did it with Kyle Loesch. That was a last second signing. No one thought he was going to go out and sign Kyle Loesch. And then Matt Garza, they threw a ton of money at Matt Garza.
Yep. No, I agree. And it hasn't panned out. But the question now becomes, do you do it? You make that move if you believe that you were on the cusp. You've been in the postseason now for 2 years. You've been a good team for 2 years. You've got a good manager for 2 years. You've got a good GM. You got good offense. You've got a genuine superstar who you got at a bargain basement price. At what point then do you finally say, yeah, I'm all in? What more has to be done for Mark Antanasio to say, you know what, let's just break even this year, but let's do everything we can to get a championship if it comes down to money? Because if you're not going to do it now, when are you going to do it? When you got all rookies, rookie all-stars out there that are sitting on superstar type of talent and rookie pay, at that point in time, then do you say, let's go in and get it? At what point do you say we're all in and jump into the pond with both feet? Because I would say this would be your year.
Buy or sell.
All right, the Minnesota Golden Gophers had their day on Saturday, knocking off Penn State. They were celebrating like crazy, like they had just won the national title.
Mm-hmm.
Buy or sell, the Gophers will lose one of their next two games, at Iowa or at Northwestern.
If they don't lose this week, they're not losing. So I'm going to say yes, they're going to lose to Iowa. But I have a feeling they're going to be undefeated by the time they face the Badgers. There's just something, you know, we talk about magic every now and then, and they're just rolling right now. So I think they're going to lose to Iowa, or at least if I was a betting man, I'd probably put a few dollars down on Iowa right now. Not a lot. I'm not betting my house. But I got this, if they're going to lose, they're going to lose to Iowa. But I got this gut feeling they're going to face the Badgers. And short of getting Paul Bunyan's axe back, I don't think it's really going to mean a hill of beans for the Badgers other than just to get the pride back, because I think the Badgers are going to be out of it and Minnesota's going to go on to go to the Big Ten Championship.
I predict the Gophers lose on Saturday.
On Saturday? That was, if they're going to lose, that's the one they're going to lose.
Kinnick Stadium is a tough place to play.
It absolutely is.
Buy or sell.
All right, well, let's talk Badger football now. Paul Chryst will be running the football program for at least the next 15 years.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I mean, we can check back in 15 years if I'm still alive. I could be dead by then. Who knows? All the crap that's going on with me. But yes, I'll buy that. Paul Chryst will be here for the next 15 years running the program. And we will still be talking about the same thing, about lowering academic standards. Why can't they get blue star guys? Why can't they get the five stars? Ohio State's going to face them in the Big Ten title game. We'll be talking about all that in 15 years. You know, it'll be Groundhog Day every 15 years when that question comes up. We'll count it down, too. Put it in the old file. For a year from now, Paul Chryst will be running the program for the next 14 years. And we'll say yes then. That it?
That's it.
There you have it. That is buy or sell. That's how we do it each and every time. It's brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip. Top-tier alternative fuels, no PATMs. Don't forget, get registered right now for the Packers opening drive contest. Use your Quick Rewards card. You are registered. You're good to go. And stop in because they have the spicy chicken sandwich on sale today as well. More of the Bill Michael Show is next.
Stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show continues on. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends that are going to be taking us to Miami. I'm looking forward to that. I really am. Bringing you all the... we love it, going to Super Bowl, don't get me wrong. It's a great experience, but it's just so full of content. And so many of you follow us. And if you can't go, you kind of live vicariously through what it is that we do, whether it's opening night and the up-close and personal. We get with a lot of the members of the Super Bowl winning or the Super Bowl participating teams. Obviously, the halftime show we get access to, which is fantastic, with J-Lo and Shakira and anybody else that happens to show up down there. But all the interviews, I mean, everything kind of revolves around what's going on in Green Bay, and hopefully the Green Bay Packers are participating. And if they are, then they're going to be down there with us. So brought to you by our friends at San Giorgio. Gino and the whole gang down there, they do a great job. I've talked about Gino and Calderon Club for years and years and years, and Milwaukee's only pizzeria in the Politana on North Old World Street in Milwaukee, right next to the Calderon Club. Go in and get the Bill Michaels pizza. I encourage you to do so. I love the San Giorgio as well. Both are really good. Usually when we go there, we get both. But they pair that up with Point Beer's Cider Boys. The original first press, by the way, from Point Brewing in Stevens Point, keeping it local, pairing it up with the pizza down at San Giorgio. A great, great combination. So if you're going to go down there, by all means, order both and tell them we sent you. And make sure you say hi to Gino. Also, I've been telling you we've been doing a lot of remodeling at the house, and one of the jobs we had done was from our friends over at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Like I said, we've had numerous contractors run through the house. Every one of these I personally use. I'm not kidding, and yes, I pay for it. Epoxy flooring done right, providing Wisconsin and home and business owners with epoxy flooring coatings, polyurea coatings as well. Plus, they paint, and they painted our great room, and it looks fantastic. And I'm going to take pictures of the before and after for you as well. I'll put it all together once it's completed. But the walls itself, the paint job they did was awesome. From Green Bay to Milwaukee, Racine, and everywhere in between, go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com, epoxyflooringdoneright.com, or just call Sean, 262-443-2852. 262-443-2852. They do it all winter long, too, as low as 20 degrees below zero. If you're going to get your garage floor done, they can still do it. So while the salt and all the bleach is in there and you want to get it out of there or make it at least easy to clean up, get your garage floor done right now. Call Sean, 262-443-2852, 262-443-2852. We're back at it. You got a big one coming up tonight. Not a big game in the sense of standings or anything like that, but a game that you should get if you're the Milwaukee Bucks. The Chicago Bulls are coming to town. By the way, Thanasis, Adetokounmpo, and Dragan Bender, they've both been recalled from the Wisconsin herd, just an FYI. So Bender was down there, and so is Thanasis, but now both guys have been recalled, and they'll be with the Bucks coming up tonight down at the Fiserv Forum as the Bulls come a-calling. The Bulls are that's an enigma. They're still not a very good basketball team. I mean, they're striving. They're trying to make strides in the right direction, but still not a very good basketball team. And meanwhile, you got the Bucks just trying to kind of figure it out right now with life after Chris Middleton until they get him back. And like we talked about just a little while ago, I mean, you're going to need to get it from many different areas. You're going to need to get the additional scoring from all over. Giannis coming into the game averaging just under 30 points a game, by the way. He has been – it's funny because there are some people that say, well, Giannis really hasn't upped his game. He's just had more opportunities and hasn't played, you know, great, you know, basketball. This is from Jacob. Jacob writes, hey, did you see Giannis over at the Wisconsin Herd game the other night in the upper deck? I did see that. As a matter of fact, when we were there last Friday, up there at the Menominee Nation Arena, we had a great time, by the way, but they have an upper deck. There's one place called the Deer Stand, and then there's another upper kind of a private party deck area, and Giannis was there. With the family, and just standing and cheering and going nuts. And the crowd was, every time he stood, the crowd stood, and they were cheering for Thanasis. And then when Giannis would stand up, the crowd was cheering for him. And it was just really, it was cool. And I'll say this, I'm seeing, and Joe, I don't know if you notice this, because you go down to quite a few Bucks games. Are you seeing more people wearing Wisconsin Herd gear?
I haven't been to a Bucks game yet this season, so I'm.
But last year it started to take off. I mean, like Herd gear was starting to be seen all over the place. I'm seeing more and more just because I'm looking for it now. But I was out this weekend, and sure enough, there's a couple people at Lambeau Field wearing Wisconsin Herd hats, and you can tell because it's the upside in the Bucks logo. They've got that big M in the neck area of the Buck. In the Wisconsin Herd logo, it's the Buck logo, but it's a W. It's the upside down M. And that's how you can kind of tell if it's a Wisconsin Herd logo or a Milwaukee Bucks logo. I'm just kind of noticing this now, that I'm seeing more and more of these. Now, don't get me wrong, Bucks gear far outweighs Wisconsin Herd gear. But people are paying attention to the Wisconsin Herd. It was kind of cool to see a few of those floating around Lambeau Field the other day. But the Bulls come to town tonight. That's a 7 o'clock tip time down at the Fiserv Forum. Chicago, 4-7 on the season. Nothing to write home about. They're looking for their first back-to-back set of wins all season long. The Bucks, coming off of a win the other night, they are 7-3 right now. They got Indiana by a half a game in the central standings, but they're not even really caring about that. I mean, let me ask you this, because you don't even care about the standings, right? As a fan, you don't care about the standings. You don't care about the central. Okay, you win the central. Who cares? Big deal. You want to win the East. That's all you care about. You want to see where you end up in the playoff position for the East. Correct me if I'm wrong. So anyway, long story short, you've got the Bulls coming to town, and the Bucks obviously trying to figure out where they're going to continue to pick up additional, you know, shooting ability and additional play without Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton right now, he's out. He's not going to be back for 3 to 4 weeks. And whether it's Dante DiVincenzo or Kyle Korver, Pat Connaughton, Sterling Brown, any one of those guys. My assumption is going to be this. Whoever has the hot hand is going to get the minutes. It's that simple. Joe and I were talking about it a little while ago during Buy or Sell that Eric Bledsoe He's going to have to be the guy that's going to step up a little bit too. You know, he's going to probably have to give you 3 to 5 more points per ball game to make up a little bit of that. Maybe a couple more assists here or there, but for the most part, he's going to have to pick up 3, 5, 6 points more per game and then spread it out. Who knows? Maybe you get some additional minutes out of George Hill or, like I'd mentioned, DiVincenzo. Sterling Brown, I know, had some key minutes when, originally Chris Middleton went down, and he played admirably. So I'm not overly concerned about where they're going to get the scoring from because I believe they will get the scoring. You can also, as we talked about, you can bring in Ersan Ilyasova and then move Giannis up. You can go with a big lineup. I mean, there's so many things you can do. So now we'll just wait and see. See how it all starts to shake out, and hope over the next 3 weeks the injury to Middleton doesn't cost you. You continue to win ball. And as long as you got Giannis out there, let's be honest, it's like you can lose everybody else around LeBron in his heyday, and it wasn't really going to make much of a difference because LeBron was going to go be LeBron, and he was going to lead his team to victory. And when they finally got back to full strength, then he didn't have to play nearly as hard. But beyond that, it's the Bucks are the Bucks, and they got a good schedule, and it's favorable for the next couple of weeks, and they're going to win a lot of games. And right now, to be honest, is it even about the regular season? Maybe a few matchups here and there. You know, you're going to get up for a game against the Lakers or the Clippers or the Rockets, and you know, not so much even Golden State anymore with all the injuries they've sustained. But you know, a few of those teams with stars on them, you're going to show up for. You're going to get up for. But for the most part, Philadelphia specifically, maybe Boston. Boston's been playing really well after the black cloud lifted and Kyrie left. So maybe Boston, but there's not a ton of teams that are going to come into the Fiserv Forum that you're going to go, this is must-see TV, I got to get there, because this is going to have ramifications. No. Right now, all you're doing is you're looking at going, you know what, can you get the top couple of seeds in the East, get there, and get to the NBA Finals? That's what this whole fan base is now looking forward to. 855-830-8648. Don't forget, coming up tonight, Bill Michael Suttle back out and about 6 to 8 tonight, Libby, Montana's Donjus Bay Road in Mequon. Come on by and say hello. We are itching for you to come on out and join us tonight. Kevin Holden from CBS 58 from 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan out of Milwaukee, our flagship station. We've got Ryan Horvath, and we are looking for you. And it's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. All right, time now to get your fantasy questions in. Bring it. Light the lines. 855-830-8648. 855-830-UNIT. Or you can hit me up on Twitter at Bill_Michaels. Hit me some questions there or fire it off to the Facebook fan page email. You can fire off the regular email, BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com, because Dave Richard, our fantasy football expert from CBSSports.com, he is next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Fantasy football. I want to remind you also, our friends over at Quick Trip, they bring you this portion of the program. Today only the Angus cheeseburger or the spicy chicken sandwich, $2.19 each. And for the Packers opening drive contest, you can get it at Quick Trip. You can purchase Johnsonville brats, Quickery buns. Do it all with your Quick Rewards card, and you are entered. You can win game tickets, $25 for every yard picked up on the Packers opening drive, plus bonus cash for a field goal or even a touchdown. But you got to see the store for details. No purchase necessary. Time now to get into some fantasy football. Light the lines. If you got a question for our buddy Dave Richard from CBSSports.com, 855-830-8648. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing great. It's a week where we don't have any Packers to sweat out in fantasy, but still have a lot of Vikings, Lions, and Bears. And we're hearing that there's a chance that David Montgomery misses the game in Week 11 against the Rams, rolled his ankle in practice. Mm-hmm. That'll throw a wrench into people's fantasy plans because he's been a pretty reliable starter, at least recently. He had some pretty bad weeks before, I'd say a few weeks ago. Now he seems to be turning the corner.
Yeah, I'd heard the same thing. As a matter of fact, we had Mark Grody from the Bears on just a little while ago, and he most likely is going to be a game-time decision. Got one here for you. Have Hooper at tight end. Also need to stream Dwelly in San Francisco is one, or Fells in Houston. Which would you go with?
I would go with Fells over Dwelly. It's a close call between those two. I really just don't know a ton about Dwelly. He got 7 targets last week. Maybe he ends up being the full-time replacement for Kittle until Kittle's back, but we've seen Dallas Goedert play well in Philadelphia. I'm thinking he's the best option that you can find off the waiver wire this week at tight end.
Got another fantasy question coming off of Twitter. This one's from Sarah, who says, need a quarterback, Carson Wentz, Baker Mayfield, or Kyler Murray?
I'm going to go with Murray, and I know that the matchup's tough against San Francisco, but this is a 49ers defense that played 74 snaps on Monday night, and Kyler Murray wasn't their biggest problem when they played last time. It was Kenyon Drake, and so I almost wonder if they kind of focus on the run game, and that opens up some lanes for Murray to run through and throw into. And by the way, the 49ers offense, Kittle not expected to play. Emmanuel Sanders could be a game-time decision. We've seen Garoppolo have some turnovers when that's happened. Could be an opportunity for Kyler Murray to get the ball in good field position and find the end zone. I kind of like him this week. I know it's a tough matchup, but I'm feeling him as a top 12 quarterback.
You got a question, fantasy football-wise, 855-830-8648. Light the lines. Got one from Rich. Got to get some of our Twitter people who have been calling or tweeting me for a while now. PPR, which Buffalo Bill would you take for the flex position, John Brown or Devin Singletary?
I'm going to go with Singletary over Brown. And Brown's been the safe answer for most weeks, but Devin Singletary should get more work after last week. He's running against Miami. I like his opportunities to be far greater than John Brown's.
Here's one. Do I start Kareem Hunt tonight, Pascal at noon, or wait to see if Emmanuel Sanders is going to play at 3?
Yeah, if we don't get a positive practice report from Emmanuel Sanders today, I'm thinking that there's not a good chance that he plays. And even if he does play, Bill, it's going to be with a rib injury. I can't imagine how effective he will be. I like what I saw from Kareem Hunt, both in terms of how he played and how the Browns used him. He played 55% of the snaps last week. Think about how fresh his legs are. This is only going to be his second game of the season against the Steelers defense that played on Sunday. They had to travel on Wednesday. Now they're playing in another game on Thursday. I actually think Kareem Hunt is a pretty decent play this week in fantasy.
This one's Kirk Cousins or Patrick Mahomes, and he says,
really?
Taking into account that Patrick Mahomes is playing in Mexico City on Monday night, I'm worried about the knees.
Patrick Mahomes could be playing on the moon on a Wednesday morning, and I would start him over Kirk Cousins, Bill. This one, the only time I'm not starting Patrick Mahomes is when he's on bye or when he's hurt. Right now he's not hurt. Their bye week is next week. Patrick Mahomes should be in the lineup.
Juju or Debo this week?
I believe I have Juju ranked higher, and I do, and it's a close call between those two. They're literally five spots apart in my PPR rankings. I'm going to take a chance on Smith-Schuster breaking a long catch and run for a score.
On the either-or, the boat on Twitter wants to know, Brissett or Rivers?
I'm going to take Phillip Rivers. Last week, huge disappointment from Phillip Rivers. I thought he'd have a good game, and he ended up doing exactly the opposite. But we've seen him bounce back from bad games before. And this is a Chiefs defense that let up over 300 yards and 2 touchdowns in each of 2 games against Rivers last year. 24 or more fantasy points to 3 of the last 4 quarterbacks they face. It's a good spot for Rivers to find some numbers.
B-Love tweets us and said, I've lost both of my starting wide receivers. Anybody out there on the waiver wire that would draw interest?
I mean, there's always going to be some names that are interesting. Dede Westbrook could still be out there in a handful of leagues. Cole Beasley's been pretty solid in PPR leagues, double-digit fantasy points in each of his last 4 games. Philip Dorsett against Philadelphia, I think he'll continue to get some opportunities for the Patriots. But one name who's out there in 70% of CBS Sports leagues, he's not playing this week, but it's the Giants rookie, Darius Slayton. He's been making some huge plays for them. Their schedule is great down the stretch. You might win your fantasy league because of some New York Giants. Daniel Jones has a good schedule. Golden Tate's been great. And Darius Slayton could continue to work as the number 2 receiver in that offense.
This one, would you pick up Debo Samuel or Alshon Jeffrey on the waiver wire?
Yeah, Debo is the one to go with there, and I probably should have mentioned him a moment ago as far as wide receivers that you can pick up off the waiver wire and start, but he's already been picked up in a bunch of leagues. I can tell you right now that his starting percentage as of right now is 27%, still available just off the waiver wire in about 40% of leagues, so if you're going to use him, you better hustle. He does have some good potential if there's no Emmanuel Sanders.
A lot of people asking via Twitter, if you want to call in, phone lines, oddly enough, are wide open, so give us a shout, 855-830-8648. This one is Cortland Sutton, Christian Kirk, or Mohamed Sanu in a PPR?
If I've only got to start one of those guys, I'm going to take a chance with Kirk again in PPR over Cortland Sutton, but I do like both of those guys, and people shouldn't be nervous about Cortland Sutton's matchup against Minnesota. He was okay the last time he played with Brandon Allen at quarterback. Vikings pass defense really has not been good this season. I think Sutton can be all right this week.
PPR league looking for one spot in the flex. That is Chark, McCoy, or Jay Crowder, or A. Brown.
Well, Brown's on bye, Crowder's the one I would go with. The good volume has been there for Jamison Crowder. The matchup against Washington is probably one that he's had circled on his calendar since he signed with the Jets. He's an ex-Redskins player. I think Crowder's the safest of that group.
Let's see. I got another one here for you. Waller or Kelsey in a PPR?
They're both great, but Kelsey's got to be the start against the Chargers.
Oh, God, we got so many coming in on Twitter today. Holy mackerel. This one, let's see here. Got another. Oh, we got a call, too. Well, let's just do the call. Let's go to Joe and Tosa. We did a lot on Twitter today. Thanks, guys. Joe and Tosa. Joe, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Good, good. I have a half-point PPR. I need two of these wide receivers, Tyrell Williams, Christian Kirk, or Will Fuller, assuming he plays.
Yeah, Fuller's the one I'm going to sit. I just don't know how reliable he can be. Just so boom or bust from week to week. And we've seen the good stuff from the other receivers the past couple of weeks. Maybe not so much Tyrell, but he's playing Cincinnati. You know what receivers tend to do against the Bengals.
Got one here from Mark who wants to know Carson Wentz or Jared Goff.
I'm going to go with Wentz over Goff. I don't trust that offensive line yet for the Rams. They took on two serious injuries last week. And Goff, when he's pressured, he usually plays poorly. The Bears' pass rush is going to come after him in this game.
Let's see here. This is another one. This is, well, we saw David Johnson. Let's see here. Drake, non-PPR, David Johnson, Everett, K. Drake, or K. Hunt?
If I've only got to start one of those, it's going to be Everett of the Rams, their tight end. Hunt would be a close second. Drake would be third, and that means that David Johnson is last. Johnson just doesn't look right to me right now, and I think the Cardinals know it. I would look for Kenyon Drake to have a better game than David Johnson.
We talked about some sleepers out there for people that are kind of cruising around saying if there's something that I may not be maybe missing, and we talk about sleepers all the time. You got anything else? I got a couple of people that said, my team just isn't winning. I'm thinking about putting some guys out there. Don't know really where to go. I've got one guy that says, I've got two wide receivers that are averaging less than 50 yards per catch. Would you pick up another wide receiver?
Well, I mean, you always can do that, but there's inherent risk in that because a lot of the guys that are on the waiver wire, there's a reason why they're there. They're just not very good. Samuel, again, he's out there 40% of leagues. I would try and go and find him. I really do believe Slayton can be a good option the rest of the way. And Dallas Goedert doesn't have high ownership. He's going to take on the Patriots. He's had at least seven PPR points in each of his past four. If you're looking for a tight end that can help you this week, Goddard could be that guy. And then just another guy that's like Darius Slayton, one that you can't use this week, but maybe rest of season could be helpful, is Jacob Hollister with the Seattle Seahawks. They're on bye. He has three touchdowns in his past two games. They're always looking for tight ends to complement their receivers. Hollister could be that guy for the remainder of the year in Seattle.
Let's go to Tom listening to us on our fine affiliate in Rockford, Illinois. Tom, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you today?
Good.
I need two out of these three in a PPR, Le'Veon Bell, Devin Singletary, or James White.
I'm going to go with Bell and Singletary. And James White's been steady, double-digit PPR points every single game so far this year. But Le'Veon has more upside, and Devin Singletary against the Dolphins. What can I say? Huge upside for him, too. The last time the Bills didn't use Singletary much in a game, they came back the next week. They gave him 20 carries. The coaches were questioned by the media. It worked out great for Singletary then. It's going to work out for him this week. Bill, he is a top 12 running back for me in week number 11.
William, listening to us in Brookfield, got a quarterback question. What's happening, William?
Hi. Carson Wentz, Jameis Winston, and Mecole Hardman or D.D. Westbrook?
I'm going to go with Westbrook over Hardman just because Hardman's so feast or famine the way that he plays. And I think that Winston is the much better quarterback to go with. I know you look at the matchup against New Orleans and you get a little nervous. He's playing at home. The Saints defense usually doesn't play as well on the road as they do at home. And their top cornerback, Marshawn Lattimore, not expected to play. That's huge for this offense. Look for him to hit both of his receivers for touchdowns.
We got Joseph in Green Bay with a flex question. Joseph, what's happening?
Awesome. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Quick question. It's a keeper league, non-PPR. It's an option to start wide receivers or tight ends in this slot. No one uses tight ends in our league for whatever reason, so that means all of them are available. Which one should I pluck for this week?
Well, if they're all available, then obviously guys like Travis Kelce, Hunter Henry, Darren Waller, Mark Andrews, those would be my top four. But my guess is that somebody's got those guys. I bet Jared Cook is a free agent in that league. He's taking on Tampa Bay. Their secondary is a total mess, and he had season highs in targets, catches, and yards last week from Drew Brees. I would expect him to try and match those numbers again this week.
And then we got Andrew, our last call today. And thanks to everybody who called in and tweeted in and emailed. But Andrew and Milton. Milton, Andrew, what's going on, man?
It's a standard PPR. And it's a trade question. Hunter Henry I have, and they're offering either Devin Singletary or Sony Michel. Is that a good deal?
No, you don't want Sony Michel for Hunter Henry. Hang on to Hunter Henry in that trade. And then Henry for Singletary, I think if you really need a running back badly this week, you could make that move. But I think Hunter Henry is as safe as it gets at tight end. It's a very thin position. I would expect a little bit more than that in exchange for Hunter Henry.
There you go, Andrew. Appreciate it. And Dave, clear as a bell, baby. Good app. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for joining us, pal.
No problem, Bill. Always happy to talk to you, and enjoy the peaceful week. No Packers football to stress you out.
You know, I just clicked enter and bought a brand new 85-inch television. I'm going to have that thing installed and hopefully watching some football on it this weekend. So I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic. That's going to be amazing.
All right, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll talk again next week, pal.
You got it. Good luck in your league next
week. Talk to you soon. There you go. Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. He is your fantasy football expert. Go to Dave Richard on Twitter. That is at Dave Richard. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Talk Line. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80+. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical. Treating guys with ED. Erectile dysfunction all over the state and well beyond the borders. They've got you covered. Whether it's that, low T treatments, they have the all-in-one weight loss program. I'm telling you, it works, but you can't do anything if you don't call. Pick up the phone. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. Tell them we sent you because they do some great work there and they can change your life, literally. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back. He is excited about this offseason. Not that I'm really excited about him, but he's excited about the offseason, or maybe he's just blowing smoke up our butt. I'll tell you what I'm talking about when we come back. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. It's where they believe in better. Just stop in. We had the gang on yesterday. And Justin McCoy, who's their marketing guy, and they do a lot for the community and blocking out hunger with the Bucks. But one of the things that we were talking about is just going to get the Bill Michaels, man. If you've never been into Cousin Subs before, I just go in and grab that thing and stuff it in your grill. It is fantastic. The pepperoni melt, extra mayo, extra cheese, put it on a good Italian bread. Oh, my God, so good. They have delivery, by the way, for whatever it is your heart desires. Go to CousinSubs.com, but they have delivery at select locations, too. So many, many things going on over at Cousin Subs that are all good in so many ways. So coming up in the next hour, we are going to hear from Mason Crosby. Mason Crosby was our guest last Friday night on the Lodge Kohler kickoff. No Lodge Kohler this week, by the way. No kickoff. As next week, a week from tomorrow, on the 22nd, is going to be Aaron Jones, who has had a tremendous season this year. So Aaron Jones will be our guest on the 22nd, but no guest tomorrow up at Lodge Kohler. So we hope to see you out there. So anyway, that being said, we're going to hear from Mason Crosby. Not only was it just good to talk to Mason Crosby, obviously a veteran inside that locker room, but to listen to him go through the details of everything that had gone on behind the scenes in regards to his wife, Molly, and the fight of lung cancer. She found a tumor basically on her lungs or in her lung. And she was going through that process, and Mason, in the meantime, during training camp and in the season, he's trying to earn a job and trying to still be, you know, solid for the Packers, and just so many different things. So anyway, long story short, basically is that it's interesting. It's an interesting story. So that is coming up here at the top of the hour. Then we're going to talk with Phil Mackey from the Score North in the Twin Cities. We're going to talk with him about it. Hey, Scott Boras, by the way. The baseball agent, he said, hey, look, teams are already talking. Now, he's got some of the bigger free agents that are out there. Last year he had Bryce Harper, and the year before that was Jake Arrieta. But he's got Garrett Cole, Anthony Rendon, Steven Strasburg. Many of these top free agents that are out there in baseball right now.
Mike Moustakas, too.
Moustakas is another one. By the way, Moustakas, a lot of rumors right now that Philadelphia, which is a team that Boris has done a lot of deals with over the last couple of years, are very interested in Moose. So we'll see what happens there. But he says they've got a lot more. Now, he's at the general manager's meetings and the owner's meetings. He said, we've got a lot more talk already for people wanting to get a deal done. In years past, teams have tried to get trades done that have been very favorable to themselves regarding the analytics. And he says that has held off the free agent deals because teams are still trying to make trades and trying to make deals leading into training camps in the spring training. And that would be beneficial for everybody rather than just going out and spending the money. He said this year, now this is him, okay? You got to remember, you take it with a grain of salt. Scott Boras is saying more teams now than ever are wanting to talk right away. He said, I think the possibility of a lot of these teams signing guys much earlier is great. Now remember, it takes two. Scott Boras doesn't want to sign anybody until all the offers are in and over and over and over again. And number two, it's beneficial for him to try to spur talks. To get teams to start talking to him about his free agents. So I don't know what is true and what isn't. And I trust Scott Boras about as far as I can throw him. But Scott Boras getting a lot of play right now down at the meetings. And people thinking that, you know, hey, the freeze on free agency that we saw, you know, last couple of seasons, maybe this begins to end. As he hangs out at the general manager's meetings trying to get a deal for some of his guys. So we shall see. Going to hear from Mason Crosby. That is coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.